From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. The city and borough of Juneau may soon require electric vehicle owners to buy a permit in order to use its electric car charging stations. City-owned chargers in downtown Juneau and Douglas, the Valley Library, and at the Eagle Crest Ski Area are currently available at no charge. But under a proposed ordinance, vehicle owners would be required to purchase a permit for $50 a year and to fix it to a side rear window. Those caught charging their vehicle without a valid permit could be fined $25. Juneau Electric Vehicle Association Secretary Duff Mitchell said there had been,
some coffee talk around town that, we should have like a harbor permit, but it's a EV charging permit to help offset some of the small costs of electricity that an electric vehicle can, take when it's charging.
As of today, the city manager's office had not received any comment on the proposal. Mitchell says he hopes the electric vehicle community is consulted over whatever permit plan the city decides to roll out.
We just want to make sure that we promote and encourage electric vehicle adoption. We just want to make sure that, maybe any permitting program is going to promote and to assist the electric vehicle community.
The ordinance will have its first reading at Monday's meeting. Unless it's referred to a committee, it could be adopted as early as next month. Scientists say the Arctic warmed at a higher rate than previously estimated, refuting the concept of a climate change hiatus between 1998 and 2012. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that in a new study published in the peer-reviewed scientific journal Nature Climate Change, scientists analyzed temperature data collected from buoys drifting in the Arctic Ocean to create a more accurate average. Jingdong Zhang, who is a scientist at the University of Alaska's International Arctic Research Center, and his colleagues collected the new data of global surface temperatures, which led to changing the assumption of a slower warming rate. Zhang says the rate of global warming continued to rise at 0.2 degrees Fahrenheit per decade. He says the data confirms that warming did not pause. And hundreds of dead blackfish have been washing up in waters near Bethel, prompting local authorities to assess how the fish were killed. KYUK reports that students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus began finding the dead fish earlier this month, causing officials with the local Native Council to begin looking into the matter last week. In weather, widespread snow showers with up to 3 inches of accumulation, temperatures around 34 today, with snow forecast to continue falling overnight with lows between 22 and 30. For the weekend, cloudy, scattered snow showers, highs in the 30s, lows overnight as far down as 18. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs around 28, overnight lows between 18 to 24 degrees. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.